In this video, we're talking all about overcoming obstacles. Now that you've created your Thriving Mama Mode plan, you are ready to begin taking the steps to achieve your goals. I intentionally want to address the obstacles that can arise when putting your Thriving Mama Mode plan into action. Obstacles happen because, as you know, as well as I do, motherhood is busy and demanding. And let's be honest, we can have our heart and mind in the right place, wanting to improve our well-being, but as moms, we live in the world of caring for our family, which means there will be obstacles to work through as we focus on taking care of ourselves and taking care of our families and other responsibilities. I view an obstacle as something that blocks or hinders our ability to progress and achieve goals. In creating your plan to thrive, it's important to briefly have an overview about obstacles. The five obstacles I have seen in my life, with my friends and with clients I support, are the following. 1, having poor boundaries. 2, perceiving time as scarcity. 3, lack of support. 4, limited finances or resources. And 5, having a negative mindset. Okay, let's look first at the obstacle, which is having poor boundaries. Boundaries are the emotional or physical fences between ourselves and other people. Boundaries can be physical, emotional, social, or mental. As a mom, it can feel as if our children have no boundaries with us. They climb on us, bump into us, cling to us, and there is no privacy ever. When you're a mom, can you even go to the bathroom without someone looking for you? As moms, we anticipate very close and open boundaries with our children. In contrast, think about a time where you were in the market and someone gets too close to you, invading your personal space or getting too close to your child. Immediately, something shifts in you and you notice the physical boundary between you and a stranger is being broken. You feel it instinctively. This is an example of knowing when a physical boundary is poor or broken. And we have so many physical boundaries we encounter in a given day. Emotional boundaries are as important as physical boundaries. Having good boundaries from an emotional perspective is knowing how you're being impacted by other people, what can feel intrusive or overwhelming, including what you share with other people about your feelings, thoughts, stresses, and life situations and what they share with you. And there are also boundaries with your time, which is important to pay attention to when you're working on self-care and creating a plan to thrive. Do you have good boundaries with self-care and guard those sacred minutes of self-care for yourself? Or do you have poor self-care boundaries, doing for others first, even when you don't want to, when you have to, or when you have the time to? Boundaries are part of life and living in the world. The balance is being mindful and aware of your energy and what you need to do to take care of yourself. Having good boundaries means you take care of yourself and others without overextending yourself or saying yes to things you really don't want to do. The second obstacle in creating a plan to thrive is perceiving time as scarce or not having enough time mentality. Time is a valuable resource, and chances are the most significant obstacle about time is how you perceive it. We all have the same amount of hours in the day, but how we use those hours in the day is the key. I truly understand how time can feel scarce and limited, but I don't look at time in a scarce way. I want you to be creative with the way you look at time. For example, throughout the day, I have an internal dialogue with myself when I say, what can I do in these few minutes that I have? I curiously look at time like a puzzle to find out what I can do with what's available. Sometimes I take 5 to 10 minutes to meditate or schedule the client for work or put my feet up and rest or prep dinner, even if it means I'm doing that at 7 a.m. while my girls are eating breakfast so we can connect. And rarely do I ever say, I don't have enough time. When I start perceiving time as a lack of, that is what stresses me out. Here's what I want you to know. Stress and overwhelm makes it tough to creatively problem solve. When you're in reactive overwhelm mode, All you can see sometimes is what is right in front of you, what you need to do next. In contrast, when we're in a relaxed or content space, creativity increases, which is a scientific fact. And when we are more relaxed, we can think creatively how to find solutions to our problems. The third obstacle is a lack of support. Lack of support can be overwhelming and stressful when committing to improving your self-care. Lack of support can come in many forms. Perhaps your sweetie travels or works late or doesn't value self-care and isn't supportive. Or you're a single mom doing it all with limited support and so much responsibility without much of a break. Or you're having marital problems, newly separated or divorced, and have a lack of support. A lack of support can happen because of not having support from your sweetie or another person, not having extended family nearby, having family nearby, but they're not really helpful, and not having a supportive network of friends or reliable childcare. I live 500 miles from my parents, and I do not have childcare. My husband works full-time, and I work about 20 hours in the office and right from home when my kids are at school. After school in the afternoon until dinner time and early evening, I spend a lot of time driving my four daughters where they need to be, and I make dinner most nights, and I rarely have time in the week when I'm not watching the schedule or keeping track of forms, appointments, homework, tutors. I'm always focused on who needs to be where and when. I know you can relate to this. What has helped me take care of myself and what I encourage clients to do is to use your voice. Reach out for support. I want you to reach out to your friends or your sweetie or your family. Let them know that you're making your well-being a priority, and at times you're going to need support to make that happen. Share with them how you're taking care of yourself is not an option. It's necessary, and you can support them as well in their self-care journey. Share what you've learned about yourself from this course and inform them what you need and how they can be of support to you. Be specific about what you need, and remember, it can be challenging to start something new. Because when you change, other people in your life may not be comfortable with the change. Change can feel scary and uncomfortable, but by using your voice, coming up with a plan of what you need and how they can help is the first start to making the shift. The fourth obstacle is limited finances or resources. We need a certain amount of finances and resources to create and maintain our plan to thrive. I understand this. I really do. But a lot of what we've reviewed in this course to take care of yourself requires a commitment to knowing what you need to thrive, which includes getting enough sleep, nutrition, hydration, exercise, taking care of your feelings, relationships, and finding activities that bring you joy and connection. And it also includes talking to yourself kindly with compassionate self-talk. And guess what? That costs no money. And you have to eat. That's already in your budget. So make good, nutritious choices. And exercise can take many forms, such as walking, using an inexpensive app, or watching a free online video. My point is this: don't let finances and resources be the reason why you don't take care of yourself. Be creative with finding ways to take care of yourself without feeling or thinking that you have to spend money to do so. More often than not, it's working with what you have than what you don't have. And finally, the fifth obstacle is having a negative mindset. Sometimes, as we've talked about, making change feels overwhelming, like an uphill battle without much of a reward. Maybe you think, why even bother? Or, I know what I need to do to thrive, but it's too hard, or this isn't going to work. I want you to shift into a mindset that's not about doubt, overwhelm, discouragement, or negativity. Instead, all you need to do today is take one step forward using at least 15 minutes to pause and do something for yourself to help you thrive. And then tomorrow, you're going to take another step. And the next day, another step. In motherhood, it may seem as if there are obstacles everywhere. getting in the way of making your self-care a priority. Not enough time, not enough resources, not enough support, not enough energy, a lot of not enough obstacles to make taking care of yourself a low priority. I want you to remember this: an obstacle is a temporary barrier between your goals becoming a reality. Sometimes you pause, other times you regroup, and often you may need to find another way. But whatever the obstacle, please don't believe it or give into it. Overcoming obstacles in motherhood does take time. It takes creative problem solving, patience, and a willingness to take a breath and move through it, around it, over it, under it, or toss it to the side. And just because you pause something doesn't mean it has to be that way forever. I'm well into my second decade of mothering, and what I know is this: there have been and continue to be obstacles in my life between taking care of myself, my children, and all my other roles and responsibilities. So many obstacles. The key understanding is here to pay attention to what you need, what helps you to thrive, and take small steps towards those goals every day, even if it starts only with 5 to 10 minutes. Find a way to take care of yourself. Up next, we're talking all about managing setbacks and learning how to move forward when we fall into old patterns and feel discouraged.